Hello, hello. Welcome to another episode of the Embodying Greatness podcast. My name is Chris Delgado, and in this episode, we are doing part three of a series on self-sabotage. And before we jump in, I have been getting a lot of really great feedback from everybody on this series, so thank you for that. I appreciate you reaching out to me, giving me that feedback, letting me know that it's been eye-opening and refreshing, and that you really like this subject. So thank you for that. I appreciate it, and I hear you, and I receive that. So thank you very much. Yeah, so this is a series that I'm doing. It's on self-sabotage and how we use self-sabotage and all of the different ways that we either consciously or unconsciously sabotage ourselves. Now, I'm getting this from the book The Mountain Is You by Brianna Wiest, and I'm going to jump right in. So we've covered a few of them so far, so go back into some previous episodes if you'd like to. Again, I'm getting some really great feedback from them. So go take a listen and let me know what you think. Basically, self-sabotage is what happens when we refuse to consciously meet our needs, the needs that we want the most. Most of the time we do that because we don't believe that we are either worthy of having our needs met, or we don't think that we're capable of having our needs met, which is absolutely crazy. And it's heartbreaking when I hear people use some of these methods, because we're all whole, perfect, and complete, and we are 100% worthy of having everything that we want in our life. I believe that abundance is our birthright, and we're the only ones that are in our way. So I think that what you believe about your life is what you will make true about your life. I want to say that again. What you believe about your life is what you will make true about your life. And the only way to heal or to move forward from self-sabotage, honestly, is changing the way that you think. And the only way that you can change the way that you think is to identify how you think. Identify those self-limiting beliefs. Identify your behaviors and your patterns, your thought processes when normal everyday things come up, or when big things come up, new job interviews, a new relationship, going out on a first date, you know, starting a family, all of those things. When you have things come up, notice your thought pattern. Your limiting beliefs will want to keep coming up because on some level, our ego thinks that that is safe. We want to play safe. We want to play small. We want to play in our comfort zone. And what happens is most of the time unconsciously, we stay safe and we don't go for the things that we really say we want in life because, again, we think that we can't handle the next level, whatever the next level is for us, or we think that we're not worthy of that next level, or we think we're afraid that we'll reach that next level and then we'll lose it, and then somehow that means something about us. This is a lot of really great stuff. So I'm going to jump right into the two that I'm going to go over in this episode is uprooting, and then we're going to roll that into being busy, because I think both of them on some level do connect really well. I have some coaching clients that I was talking to last week about this. Uprooting is when you find that you're jumping from one thing to the next, to the next, to the next. It could be relationship hopping. It could be career hopping or job hopping. It could be knowing that you want to have, let's say, a brand new website. And you spend a lot of time being busy, making it perfect. Perfectionism is also one, but we're not going to really dive deep into that one today. But do you see how they all work like puzzle pieces together? Say you want to have a new website and you constantly work on it, or you keep making revisions over and over and over again. Even though you know it's good, it's a form of procrastinating, which is another form of self-sabotage. So we keep wanting to do things. We keep moving on from job to job, or we keep moving on from relationship to relationship. When if a problem comes up or if a perceived issue comes up, instead of sticking it out, we want to change it completely. Let me know if you're one of these people. Now, the way to resolve this is, again, first recognizing the pattern. Okay, so one of the primary symptoms of uprooting is not realizing that you're doing it. You probably have made this a habit and it's an unconscious behavior at this point. So really the most important step is to become aware of what's happening. With awareness comes choice. You want to account for or go back over the past few years and notice what your behaviors are. How many places have you moved or worked? And listen, I'm guilty of this too. I moved to South Florida in 2004, and it is 2024 right now. So 20 years I've been in South Florida, and I've probably moved, I'm going to say 11 or 12 times. So I know this one really well. Completely changed careers in that time. I've had different relationships in that time, but the biggest one for me is moving. I would rent or lease apartments, and I would move every year when the lease was up. Like, I would just feel like I needed a fresh start, or wanted to be in a different area, or thought that the quote unquote fresh start was the thing that was going to get me to the next level. So again, the way to resolve it is to first recognize that behavior. Don't make it wrong. Make it interesting, but don't make it wrong. So once you identify that, then get really clear on what you want. Because sometimes uprooting occurs because we step too quickly towards something that we think that we want, only to find that it isn't actually what we want. So we get to have clarity. Clarity is key, because we want to start thinking long term now. And maybe that was my issue. If I really want to dive deep into it, I was thinking very short term. What do I want to have happen this year? But now we think long term, 5-year plan, 10-year plan. What's my retirement plan? Okay, so clarity is key. Let's think long term. That's going to be one of the ways to resolve the uprooting. And then get really clear on it. What would it look like if you choose to stay in the same place? And then what would it look like if you literally have roots there? So remember that healing from the uprooting pattern, it's not about like settling in one place, settling for something that you don't want, or staying in a place because you think it's safe, but because you want to plant roots. So there's a distinction in there. Okay, so no way I'm saying stay somewhere as a way of, and I'm air quoting, because it's settling, if that makes sense. So another really common way that people sabotage is by distracting themselves by being, again, air quote, busy, running themselves ragged, feeling hectic, but not productive. If you're at that point where you feel like you are constantly a hamster on a wheel and you're moving and you're moving and you're moving, but you're not getting anywhere, this could be a good place for you to look. The way that you resolve this, again, is take a look at what's been happening. If you've been feeling overwhelmed in your thoughts, in your body, in your mind, it's the ultimate way to distract yourself from what's really going on. What are you so busy for? What are you running from? Sometimes when we're that busy, we don't want to slow down because we're afraid to deal with us, the person in the mirror. When we're slowed down enough, then there's no one around except ourselves. So I'm not saying this is the case, but I'm saying this is a good place to look. If you feel like you've been running yourself ragged, what are you running from? What are you running to that you're not getting to? So again, how to resolve this is to look at it. Look at your patterns. Look at your behaviors. Look at your thoughts. Look at your schedule. Is your schedule manageable, or is it unmanageable and doesn't even make sense? You're never going to be effective or productive if your schedule doesn't make sense, or if you're not even having a schedule. This is another big one. Clarity is key. If you don't have a schedule, start figuring out how you can schedule your time, and then schedule some downtime. Streamline, prioritize your to-do list, prioritize the order of importance, you know, outsource whatever you need to. There's stuff that I give to, you know, my business partners. There's stuff in trainings that I give to people that I'm not necessarily the greatest at, but my business partner is better at that than me. That's all on her. I do the stuff that I like to do. She does the stuff that she likes to do. We prioritize together. If your issue is that you're intentionally creating chaos and busyness in your day, and you know there's really no need for it, what are you running from? Start writing down the top three things. Focus on what is it that you need to focus on. You might also need to confront the sense of quote unquote protection that being busy gives you. Does it make you feel more important to tell people that you're busy all the time? Does it give you an excuse to say no to plans because your default now is like, oh, I wish I could, but I'm too busy. Oh, I don't have days off. Oh, I haven't had a day off in forever. Just notice all of that stuff, because transformation is going to say that there's probably a payoff for that. And if it's not serving you and it's not serving what you say you want to be up to, then you get to change your behaviors. Sometimes being busy looks like cutting out things and implementing other things. So see where you can multitask. See how many episodes of Netflix you keep rolling into. How much time are you on TikTok or social media? And then you get behind in the things that you want to do during the day. And then suddenly you're behind schedule. Now, oh my gosh, I got to play catch up. You are in charge of your life, my friend. You are in charge of all of these things. So if you're not producing the results that you want to produce, look at which forms of self-sabotage that might be in the way. Anyway, that's all I have for today. I hope that this supports you. I hope that you've learned something today. And if you like this, hit subscribe. If you know somebody that is a big self-sabotager, send this episode to them. Let them know that you're thinking about them. Let them know that you're here to support them as well. And listen, you know, the conversation doesn't have to end here. You can follow me over on all of the social media platforms. Let me know if there's any specific topics that you want me to cover. So I'm going to end this episode like I do every week. You are in charge of your happiness. So go out and do something amazing today because you say so.